You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Well, ain't that the truth, man?
You got it.
We're all set and ready to go. Started a whole new week of stuff. I mean, you know, there's no real idea that goes into this administration. It was just, you know, shooting from the hip, see what happens next.
Yep.
Oh, my God, what kind of country is this?
Well, we'll get to that. We got plenty of time.
Yes, we. You know what? We're going to get to that.
Good morning. It's John and Gordy, along with producer Sam on a Monday morning. Hope you had a good Easter.
Producer Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there he is.
That's a,
I legally changed my first name to producer now.
Well, okay.
Good deal. What episode number is this, Sam?
8,200.
Well, I think I told you before the show. Now I lost. I think it's like 371.
371. Yeah. I think that's what you told me. Yeah. Episode 371. Yeah. Getting up there. Inching up toward 400 here before too long.
Well, isn't that
as far as
more,
we know,
more like a year, technically a year, almost a year.
Yeah, we passed 365 without even recognizing it.
I mean, yeah, we're filling in the weekends now here, and you know, so if we get up to that year mark where we actually did a year's worth of shows, that will be a record
for us.
For us, yes.
That's right. It's kind of, we had some rain overnight and it's still raining this morning a little bit.
Was it?
A little light rain.
I didn't catch any, but got a lot of spray from the vehicles in front of me.
Yeah.
The big news, of course, this morning is that Pope Francis died at the age of 88 after having, maybe it was just too strenuous yesterday, you know?
Well,
because he made the appearance, he was in the Pope-mobile.
Yeah, he had
touched a lot of hands at that point, and then he just passed away overnight.
Well, of course, he got over his double pneumonia,
and
he was in the hospital for about a month or so, and got out a couple of weeks ago.
He looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is a very shocking moment for just about everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be wall-to-wall Pope Francis.
All Pope all the time
for
the next week or so till they elect a new Pope. So Pope Francis was 88 years old, and I'm not sure exactly what the process is, but I'm sure we're going to find out over the next several days of how they elect the new Pope.
Well, I think there'll be some volunteers. I think Trump will probably try to be the next Pope, or at least take over Rome at this point now without a leader.
Really? Take over the Vatican?
Sure.
Yeah. Paint it gold.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, look, see, they've got gold stairs up there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So there's that going on. And do you have a good Easter? Do you have the Easter Bunny visit your house?
Oh, yes. We are big on the Easter Bunny. Actually, if I could kill every rabbit around our house, I would.
Well, get the gun out and what's the problem?
Wascally rabbits.
Do they wreak havoc around your gardens?
I hate them. Yes, yes. They destroy everything.
Mm.
You know, they nibble and kill everything to find out if they like it or not, you know, and then they don't, and they just kill the plant anyway. So I'm not happy with the rabbits. We have too many of them. I didn't see any over the winter. I'm thinking, gosh, it's great. They must have, like, froze to death or something, but no. But they didn't. So they're all over the damn place. And, yeah, I went to the family get together.
Yeah.
And it was okay, you know.
What was the family get together? Easter family?
My aunt's family, they have a big get together.
Yeah.
Some of the kids come in from out of state and go to grandma's house and we sit around and we have food.
Yeah.
We had Swedish meatballs, which is an odd thing to have. By the way, they weren't even Swedish meatballs. I'll be honest, I don't know what the hell they were.
Well, now, did you have kids running around looking for Easter eggs and stuff like that?
No.
That happened?
No, we don't have
kids?
Young kids like
no
that.
No little ones?
No. Oh. We had let me see. We have a trance. We have some of the stranger other relatives that showed up.
Okay.
But I got I gotta say that everybody's really cool. They kind of hung out together. The young people hung out together. Mm. My son is went off in a corner someplace and talked about tech, but it was just one of those things. I was asking about the Swedish meatballs because I make Swedish meatballs for the kids, because you get the egg noodles and you put the Swedish meatballs and the sauce on top, and it's really a great meal. But I asked the person who made it, what they put in the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
And she just made it up. She,
what do you mean?
They weren't exactly Swedish. She just made stuff.
Finally,
and put
somebody
stuff together.
Else who doesn't follow the recipe.
Yeah, there were no recipes. Yeah. It's just like ground turkey, and then she just threw stuff in.
Was it good?
Actually, it turned out pretty damn good.
Okay.
But, I was expecting more of a recipe and an actual Swedish meatball recipe, but it wasn't. Hmm. So, and nutmeg adds a little bit to that Swedish meatball sauce.
Nutmeg. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Just
in
a touch of
in
that.
The gravy. Yeah.
Sam, how was your Easter? Did you do anything fun and exciting?
Well, yesterday I just kind of sat around.
Good. Okay. Thanks for that report.
That's all I have to report.
Okay.
Maybe that's the answer I'm going to give next time.
Yeah,
okay.
So
I'm
you don't just, have to
I'm
go into
go
all this detail.
This stuff. What am I doing?
What did I do? Well, thanks for asking, guys. I took care of some lawn work. I don't have a big lawn or anything, but
wow,
but,
whole
but the lawn
minutes.
That I no, but the lawn I have it was all covered with weeds and crap and everything.
I thought you were going to say that you painted your back patio, which is your entire backyard is just concrete. I thought you were going to say you painted it green or something.
No. I've got the gazebo up now, so half of that concrete is covered with that.
There's not really a lot to do on the lawn, is there?
Well, there were a lot of weeds and junk that I didn't get to last year because I had just moved in. And so
what did you do?
I got rid of a lot of that crap that was out front.
Yeah.
It looks much nicer now, but now it looks bare.
Mm-hmm.
So then yesterday I went out and I got some potting soil and I got some flower, because there's a couple of flower pot, what do you call them?
Yeah.
Troughs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Long, skinny.
Yeah, the long ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have those on either side of the front door, but mm-hmm. I didn't get around to putting the potting soil in there yet, or the flowers, because I knew there was rain coming, and some of it could be heavy, and it's kind of going to be kind of a rainy week, so I don't know. I haven't parked in the garage right now.
Gordy,
some of those plants.
You're renting this place. Why are you putting in this much effort?
Well, it's not that much effort. I mean, I just want to clean the place up.
There? I mean, you're going to put, putting potting soil in there, and then you're going to plant.
Yeah.
Plants.
I got flowers. I got some starter flowers.
Oh, you do?
I got some marigolds and some other flowers. I don't know. I'm colorblind, so I have no idea if it's color coordinated or anything, but
I
got a few.
I think it's more fun that way.
I think
your neighbors are like that, too. They're not exact. Yeah. They must be colorblind, too.
Thought I'd plant a couple of marijuana plants in the mix there, too, see what happens,
yes. Do that.
No.
Do that.
Not doing that.
You know what would be really kind of cool?
What's that?
I mean, if you're into it, but herbs. You plant
sure.
some basil, which really goes nuts.
Yeah.
In Madison,
is that good?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, really good. Or whatever you want.
I need some ground covering though. There's this one
parsley.
Patch.
Parsley works too.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Ground covering.
Yeah. Did you
go out there and did you dig the dandelions out? You remember
no,
the old days?
Yet.
You used to have a stabbing thing that you'd stab into the soil
thing,
and you pull out the whole root and everything.
I haven't
seen those in years.
I don't think I have a lot of dandelions. Mm. Well, at least not yet. I think it's a little early mm-hmm. than that. All right. Well, let's get to the National Day calendar. I'm glad everybody had a good Easter. It makes me feel good.
Maybe we shouldn't have said anything at all and just gone to the calendar.
Okay. Well, there's not much on the calendar today.
Isn't
but for April 21st, is it or is it not National Rendering Day? National Yellow Bat Day? Yellow Bat Day. What could that be? Is it National Hobby Day? National Chocolate-Covered Cashews Day?
Mm-hmm.
or National Kindergarten Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
National Kindergarten Day is not the day.
Well, you're wrong again. It is National Kindergarten Day.
I can never
get
this right. Why do I even try?
Sam, do you have a guess, or were you sleeping?
I actually wasn't sleeping. The tiredness hasn't kicked in yet. It's not Hobby Day.
Oh.
You're right. It is not Hobby Day. It's not National Hobby
it's
Day.
It's not Happy Hobby Day. It's Unhappy Hobby Day.
It's not.
It's
yes,
not any hobby
it's
day.
It's not a hobby day. No. Might be some other day, but it's not today. But it is National Rendering Day. What do you think that's talking about, huh? Sam, do you have any guesses? Sam?
Well.
Okay. Never mind.
Well.
National Rendering Day. Well, it's a day to bring awareness to reducing and eliminating food waste through our process known as rendering.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it food that you're getting through the process of rendering, but it's basically using all of the parts of the animal when you butcher an animal that aren't usually used for food, putting
That's
it to
right.
different uses.
North Americans consider roughly 50% of an animal inedible. This leaves a lot of leftover materials that end up as food waste. On National Rendering Day, we learn about how we can eliminate this waste and what rendering means and why using the rendering process is a smart choice. Okay, let's move on.
Well, that, that
I know anything
about
it. Yeah, I know. Okay. I knew I should have skipped that
now,
one.
Now, Mark out in Prairie du Sac said last year, one morning, I found six bunnies in one of my planters.
Oh, among the flowers.
Among the flowers.
Well, that could happen. There is a bunny rabbit.
Is there?
In my
you never know.
In my yard every once in a while, so we'll see what happens. National Yellow Bat Day. What could this be? Honors Yellow Bat Day. Let's see. On this day in 1967, the Army activated the 265th Army Security Agency Company Airborne with the 101st Airborne Division. What does this have to do? The official insignia of the 265th is a bat with outstretched wings. It kind of looks like the bat signal.
Yeah, well,
see
it's
that?
It's
exactly like
it's the bat symbol. So Batman symbol.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
I was getting ready to find my other Border Collie's favorite song.
Mm. Really?
But I can't find it.
You can't?
I couldn't find it, no. Didn't list it exactly.
Shame.
He used to sing the TV theme, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? The Batman theme?
We played the Banana Boat song last week my first Border Collie. My second Border Collie found the TV theme for Batman, the 60s. Show.
Okay.
I used to sing to that, but I can't find it.
Well, let us know when you do. Okay. National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day. You know, the cashews are that's the one I'm really allergic to. Cashews.
Oh, it is?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
They're poisonous. National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day today. And we'll get to the history book coming up next. It's also National Kindergarten Day. We'll tell you about that next on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMBX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, just kind of rambling on and on here, but we've got to get back to the National Day calendar, don't we? Because
right.
We can't miss a few of these important days.
You know, and we completely forgot about the weather, but we'll get to that as well.
We covered that a little bit.
No, we didn't.
Okay, we didn't do all of the details.
622. It's raining. What else do you need to know? It's rain off and on today.
Yeah.
53 is the current temperature, according to the WMDX thermometer outside the WMDX window overlooking State Street. What's your Samsung
WMDX Samsung watch? The official watch of the WMDX John and Gordy in the morning show.
What is it?
52 currently, and 54 is the predicted high. I think I was right last week when I predicted certain high temperature. I think I was right on the money. I was saying to myself all through the house, I was right. I was right. I should call him up. I should tell him. I should text him.
Okay, settle down.
But I didn't.
Relax. Yeah, this is the high today, and then it's downhill from here. Temperatures are going to be dropping slowly over the day, through the day. It's National Kindergarten Day, John, April 21st. Honors the birthday of a man who started the first kindergarten, Friedrich Wilhelm August Fromme of Germany. Started it in 1837. Mm-hmm. He started it. Froebel was a German teacher and a student of Johann Pestalozzi. Froebel laid a foundation for modern education, recognizing that children learn through play and experience. So we salute all the kindergartners and all the kindergarten teachers out there. That's a tough duty.
It's a tough job.
Watching all those little kids running around.
Well, so, you know, some of these kids have, little problems that you have to iron out.
Their first experience was school, so,
trying to socialize them, and if they have some kind of phobia of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
I know my kid did. It's just not easy. He had a difficult time touching things. Very touch sensitive.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like to get his hands dirty, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Is he still like that?
Just a little, but, you know, not a phobic, you know, nothing too dangerous or crazy.
Okay. Well, let's get to the history book.
Too much information.
I don't know. I got nothing. What's going on in history? It's Monday.
I'm glad you asked, Gordy.
God, we're just getting going.
You know Henry VIII?
What? Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
You know Henry VIII?
Not personally, but no, go ahead.
He's a party guy.
I thought you would have met him back in the day.
No.
Well, today in 1509, Henry VIII ascends to the throne, one of the, as far as I know, most infamous British monarchs. He had like 5 wives, killed almost all of them.
Yeah.
Not a nice guy.
No.
He was a tyrant.
Yeah.
But we remember him on this day.
maybe we shouldn't. It's like honoring Trump.
Yeah.
Remembering Trump.
You know, that's kind of true. Mm. There are plenty of like American presidents though. Like we celebrate the, I guess you could call them good things that they did, and then kind of sweep under the rug every horrible thing that they did.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
I hope that doesn't happen in the future with Trump, but you know, 100 years down the line, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, today in 1918, some World War I history. The Red Baron, the flying ace of World War I, he was shot down on this day. He was given a full military burial by the British, and they called him our gallant and worthy foe.
Wow.
Well, thank gosh Snoopy was there to shoot him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Snoopy and the Red Baron. Yeah. That's a great song.
Right.
Okay.
You know the famous picture of the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was published on this day for the very first time in 1934.
Ooh.
Nobody really knew about this legend before the early 30s.
Yeah.
Very locally it was, but like this was the big story that kind of made it blow up from there. And because people have been so interested in the Loch Ness Monster over the years, Loch Ness in Scotland is like one of the best mapped bodies of water in the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. If there's any body of water that we know that there's not a monster in, it's Loch Ness.
It would be that place.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny, I never found a floating body in the Loch Ness.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, I
don't know.
I've never been there.
Something to ponder.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else in the history?
Yeah. Today, 1989, the pro-democracy protests in China, centered in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. Wow.
They really started taking off on this day. About 100,000 students started to converge on the square. Those protests lasted about a month before we all know what happened. Government came in, cracked down on everything.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
A famous picture of a student standing in front of the tanks.
Tank man.
Yeah.
We still don't know who that person was.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Huh.
Well, so now anyone can come
mystery.
Out of the woodwork and say, I was there.
Yeah.
It was me.
Well, I don't know if he's around anymore.
It is a while back.
Yeah.
Birthdays today?
Anybody we got a couple birthdays. John Muir, I think he's from Wisconsin. He certainly did a lot of work in Wisconsin, the naturalist.
Conservationist.
That's right. And it's former Queen Elizabeth II's birthday. She was born in 1926.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for the birthdays.
You know, I got to say that the weather is a little little unusual.
Gloomy?
We have a southern-facing door, as I was walking out this morning, it was pushed open on me.
It was windy?
There was like this massive pressure.
Mm.
It didn't seem like it was windy at all, but it was
like
just
it opened
a, just
itself
a pressure.
For you?
Yeah, it just slammed into me. It was really crazy.
Are you
crazy.
Sure you didn't install an automatic door and forget about it?
Well, maybe I did. An automatic garbage dumpster lid
we
as
gotta
well.
We got to talk to Brittany Merlot about this. I just looked at the weather for the rest of the week. It's going to rain just about every day, or it's going to be gloomy at least.
Not
I'm
at
not
all.
Looking
yeah.
forward to it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll talk to her in a little while.
We'll blame her. Okay.
Okay. We've got Matt on the phone, but Matt, why don't you hold on here? We'll get to you in just a few minutes. We're just getting started on this Monday morning on the 21st day of April, right?
Yes.
Oh, That's what it is. Yes.
You know, Matt's out in Middleton as well. You know, maybe Matt and I can get out our little shotguns and take care of a few rabbits.
All right. Well, I'll let you take care of that with Matt, and we'll move on. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy Idiocracy right around the corner. Right here. Whatever. Over to you. Yes.
We're spinning outside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time, of course. This is the high point of the show.
Idiocracy?
Idiocracy. Yeah. Well,
it's all downhill from here.
It really is.
Hey.
Our country is headed by a madman. Okay. And
yeah.
So it's.
What's your point? I mean,
yeah, I know.
We're used to it by now, aren't we?
I know. We're never going
Every
to get
day,
used to this insanity.
It's just a circus.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Nance.
Yeah.
Said, always call Trump Mad King Donald.
Okay.
Because,
because
Kash Patel wrote a children's book, and he actually called Trump King Trump.
Oh.
Or I think King Donald or King Trump. And so now he said, you know, make it, just add the word mad. And it works out perfectly. So it's Mad King Donald.
Trying to remember that. It is 6:36. It's cloudy this morning. We had some rain overnight and windy conditions today, and going to see some showers at times. Highs right about where we're at right now, 53 degrees. We're going to slide into the mid to upper 40s later on. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. And go to verlo.com for more information. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Matt's been hanging on forever.
All right. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. I, for one, like the rabbits. I enjoy seeing some nature once in a while. Even though they get caught in a lawnmower occasionally as babies.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I like nature like that, too.
Okay.
I find it very calming. I lived in Texas for a while, and I didn't see much of that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Dry, hot, and drought-stricken.
And desolate.
But I wanted to poke fun at the Mad King and his Joker vice president, two men in charge of the manosphere that wear makeup and are clowns. And I like seeing the Chinese troll J.D. Vance the way they are.
Oh, yeah.
because it's such a hypocritical thing, right? Like, I support their right to wear makeup and dress in dresses at their home or have a show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Like, and all these conservative men at CPAC that are blowing up Grindr, you know? Like, I support
That's true.
Your right to be yourself, you know? I'm fighting for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that you're helping them out, you know. Well, should we play a cut from JD? And he was talking about the Chinese the other day. Do you remember that? This was cut 82. And, he brought them up in a very fancy way. What?
I was trying to tell you 182?
Oh, yes.
182, there we go.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So what's happening here?
Let's play a little J.D. Vance. Matt wanted to hear something from J.D.
We borrow money from Chinese peasants to buy the things those Chinese peasants manufacture. That is not a recipe for economic prosperity.
This is the comment from J.D. Vance about Chinese people calling them peasants, and now listen to a savage reply by a Chinese analyst.
You will know the comments from the Vice President J.D. Vance calling the Chinese peasants. Where does that leave U.S.-China relations and any sort of talks between the two presidents, do you think?
Allow me to be very brief. J.D. Vance and I went to the same law school, your law school. I was 20 years ahead of him, and I'm ashamed for the ignorance and the bigotry he demonstrated. Because he called China the peasants financed them, the peasants sold them goods. Let me just make one simple point. The middle class in China is larger than the total population in the United States. The urban population in China is about three times as big as the total population of the United States. So, my advice to my alumni at Yale Law School, J.D. Vance, is wake up, or you go back to school to study more diligently to avoid making yourself a fool in front of the world.
Okay.
Kind of,
that's...
Threw down the gauntlet there.
Yeah, pretty clear what he...
Come on, J.D., you got to fight back here, don't you, huh?
Mm.
Calling the Chinese peasants and buying their peasant products. Wow.
Right. Yes.
Amazing stuff. But thank you, Matt, for bringing that up and helping us play that particular cut that would have ended up in the dumpster on Friday, but right. We got rid of it early.
You know, J.D., he's been doing these diplomatic rounds. He's, you know, going to Greenland.
Very diplomatic is not the right word. But
no. Well, he's attempting diplomacy in his own way. He just saw the Pope the other day, just a couple of days ago. Yeah. He didn't get a big audience with him. He had a private meeting with the Pope and a translator there. He didn't stay long. It was just hello, and that was pretty much it.
And if you watch enough of these spy movies, you know that they have some kind of chemical that you can rub on their hand.
Okay. You're going to go with a conspiracy now? Really?
Get out your tinfoil hat.
So I've never understood this, right? You know, you put on a lipstick and you kiss the opponent and they die because they're poisoned by it, but you're not poisoned yourself by it.
Okay.
I don't know how they do that.
So you're connecting
that.
Because
they acclimate themselves to the poison.
So they rub this on their hand and then J.D. shakes hands with the Pope.
With the Pope.
And then
now
suddenly.
The Pope died.
Exactly.
Last night or yesterday.
Hey, I'm just saying.
He's 88 years old.
Yes, he's 88. Just got out of the hospital a couple of weeks ago for having double pneumonia. So.
Hey, I'm just adding to the rumor mill. That's all. That's all I'm doing. Yeah. All right. All right. Now,
thanks. we can count on you to do that. Yes.
Now, I suppose not a lot of people are aware that we won't do any kind of trade deals with the UK. Did you know that? That's true.
No trade deals.
No
with
trade
the
deals
United
with the UK,
Kingdom?
At least at. To this point, we haven't really heard too much about that, and that's because it's by design. So why don't we listen to cut 184? This is a wisdom on the internet.
A web wisdom.
A web is, yeah. And this is Tizzy Ant. We've heard Tizzy Ant before. Let's check this particular track out.
Okay. The United States is trying to reach a trade agreement with the UK. J.D. Vance says there's a very good chance it's going to happen, but a source close to the administration says there's a sticking point. There's something that's like a red line item for Donald Trump, and if he doesn't get it, he doesn't want to do the deal. What could be that thing? Oh, he wants them to repeal their hate speech laws that protect the LGBTQ+ community. He doesn't like those, and if they don't get rid of them, he's saying, not going to do a trade deal with you. Unless you get rid of that stuff, that protects LGBTQ plus people.
Wow.
What's with the music?
I don't know, but he's adding a little...
You know, the typical TikTok background music. He's in a lounge, actually. That's why.
Yeah, like a piano bar or something.
It's a big production. Tizzy's out there constantly making these comments.
Tizzy.
Was it the Supreme Court of the UK that, like, last week ruled that trans women aren't real women?
Yes. Yes, and a lot of protests came from that.
Maybe they are giving in to Donald Trump's trade deal demands then.
Hmm. It's possible, but that was the Supreme Court there. It's hard to believe that it would give in to Trump, the demands, just to trade with the U.S. Hmm. No one wants to trade with the U.S. anymore. I mean, our policies change every day.
Yeah. That's the way it's been here for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, supervillain from a James Bond movie, Sebastian Gorka, is out making public appearances again.
He kind of does fit the mold, doesn't he?
He really does. Yeah. When you hear his voice, you know, it's just crazy, right? He's the counterterrorism czar. That's why he's out there working with Trump. And he's setting up Trump, Bondi, Patel, and Levitt to accuse and deport anyone protecting due process. See, he's helping them make that argument.
Okay.
So I thought Cut 186 would be a perfect way to introduce Sebastian Gorka to everyone.
Realize that the taxonomy of politics in America is dead. It's not left and right. It's not even Republican or Democrat. There's one line that divides us. Do you love America or do you hate America? It's really quite that simple. And we have people who love America, like the president, like his cabinet, like the directors of his agencies, who want to protect Americans. And then there is the other side that is on the side of the cartel members, on the side of the illegal aliens, on the side of the terrorists. And you have to ask yourself, are they technically aiding and abetting them? Ooh. Because aiding and abetting criminals and terrorists is a crime in federal statute, Rob.
Lock them up, half of the country, right now.
There you go.
Throw them in jail.
That's true. And I think what he's doing is he's helping Trump, Bondi, Patel, and Levitt talk up deportations of American citizens. That's what I think is being set up here by Sebastian Gorka. And why not give him that duty? After all, he does sound like an arch villain in a James Bond movie, or maybe even, I don't know. Go on, you know.
Well,
a Man from U.N.C.L.E. or even Get Smart. Get Smart. This is a Get Smart.
That's
villain.
Where he really would have done well. Yeah.
Sebastian Gorka. I just love that name.
It is 6:45. You can give us a call. Phone lines are open. You can also text us at 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK.
Again, Pope Francis died at the age of 88 overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise for everybody because he made personal appearances yesterday on Easter.
Yeah, around the Vatican there. And met the public and rode around in the Pope Mobile.
He did.
Around the crowd there. So
when did they get rid of that shield?
I think that was a few years ago. He requested they get rid of the bulletproof shielding. Yep.
Yeah, that was crazy stuff, wasn't it? And it seemed kind of warm and hot, you know, sitting in something like that.
No, I'm not up to date of my papal history. Did the Pope, like, get shot at or something in the past that they found it necessary?
There was a Pope somebody that was shot.
Somebody ran up to the Popemobile, right? Yeah. With a gun.
Right. And shot
I can't
him.
Remember too much of those details. I'm not a big Pope follower or anything like
that. You're not in the Pope fan club?
I'm not quite. No.
A few popes ago, I think. coming up in our next hour, we're going to be talking to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. We'll also get an update from Brittany Merlot on weather. I guess it's going to be kind of wet all week long.
The high point next hour.
And
I just want to help everybody figure this one out.
Okay.
You know, get ready for it.
All right.
It's it's Trump's Easter message.
Really?
I thought, you know, this tugged at your heart. if after reading it,
it was uplifting.
I had to pull out the handkerchief. it brought me to tears.
It was heartwarming. It was uplifting. It was very touching.
One of his messages is truly heartwarming. His Christmas message was the high point so far.
Oh, I know. It just when you think it can't get any crazier.
Oh, I know.
It can't go any farther over the edge. It does.
Yes, but we'll have that next
okay.
hour.
Okay.
We'll open the hour with that one.
Can't wait.
Oh, my God. This is just unbelievable.
And then tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have Jim Santel in.
Attorney, oh, yeah, finally. And we can find out what's going on legally in this country. Yes.
There's so much to get caught up on.
Well, yeah. You know, the Supreme Court. Wow.
Just never ends.
There are two people in the Supreme Court who we can guarantee are going to try to destroy the country in every way they can. It's Sam Alito.
Yeah.
And Justice Thomas.
Yeah.
These two guys, you know the way they're going to vote.
Right.
And there's something wrong if you know they're going to vote a certain way. There's something wrong. They're obviously not looking at the law and calling balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm.
They're twisting the law into pretzels. Okay, we got Dick here. Can we get to Dick right away?
Yep. We only have a minute, Dick.
All right, Dick.
Good morning. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, good morning, guys. One thing real sad about the Pope is that somebody as good and decent as him had to pass to keep the media from the first thing out of the box this morning was not Trump. The first 40 minutes was about the Pope.
Yeah. Right.
And nothing of Trump. But when it did come, it was about the administration. I got a new job for Pete Hegseth. He's going to be put in charge of Trump's birthday parade because Trump wants the whole world to know about it.
Yes. Yes, he's a dude.
Nobody better.
Yeah. That's right.
Send out that message via Signal.
Exactly.
With his wife now, his brother, and his personal attorney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse, and they don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Another thing,
Dick, thank you
this,
for that.
This was a great poke. This guy believed in everybody and equal rights for everyone. So it's really sad to see him go.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's a kind of a strange, dark morning with, well, you know, a little rain.
Yep.
Gusty winds every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. And temperatures are going to be dropping through the day.
Yeah.
We're in the low to mid-50s right now, getting into the 40s later on today. It is 6:52.
All right. We're trapped in idiocracy for the rest of the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So we've got more for you right here. And this one is kind of a big surprise. You know, the Fox Business, every once in a while, they have a guest on that says something wrong.
Yeah.
And
then what happens?
Well, you know, all hell breaks loose. So let's listen to cut 188 here, and this is Fox Business.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll just make it quick by saying the progressive left, I think, wants our kids to be stupid to a certain degree because that makes them more reliant on government. That makes them more reliant on programs and handouts. And that way the left keeps control. So.
You're right.
Okay.
Well, see?
That's. Well, that settles that, well, I guess.
I guess, you know, well, just, that ends that debate. Wow. All right. Well, you know, the thing is, they're so definitive, right? This is what they're doing. They're destroying our colleges.
Taking away the
they're
money.
They're taking away public education because they think, you know, teaching at home, all the prejudices of your parents is a good thing.
Dismantling the Department of Education. Yeah.
Right. And then banning books everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the ones trying to make their kids dumbass stupid. But okay. All right.
You know, it's the Democrats.
All right. Well,
it's exhausting.
I know. It it
you
is.
Just, you don't have words. You just go, ugh.
Yeah. That's pretty much where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen to something smart this time, though. And this is cut 144, and it's Paul Krugman. He's got an opinion about what the tariffs are and what they do. So let's.
He's an economist, right?
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah,
he's retired.
He's an actual economist.
Well, I believe so.
A lot of them think they are.
Well, yeah.
But this is an actual economist. So let's go for it.
People talk about the famous, infamous Smoot-Hawley tariff. This pause is a tariff rate that is higher overall than Smoot-Hawley.
Wow.
This is a bigger shock to the economy than any trade policy in any country's history, as far as I can figure out. So this is a really big and really destructive deal.
Wow. We've talked to quite a few people. When you put it like that, and that's supposed to be the retreat or quote unquote better position, it's really striking.
It is striking. And if everybody remembers the book from Naomi Klein, and that is The Shock Doctrine.
Okay.
It's disaster capitalism. And she talked about this. And if you have enough of a shock to the system of our country, the system that we run here in this country, people will be so confused and so tense and, you know, confused about everything that's going on that they won't be able to respond accordingly to each and every event that they try to foist off on the public that they normally couldn't pass.
Right.
But they're passing all this stuff because everybody else is distracted by what they're putting out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to the phones. Joe is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, I'd just like to return to this issue of our esteemed Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hegseth.
Yeah.
It wasn't just these phone conversations where he brought along his brother and his wife and his personal lawyer, but there were also two meetings in which he brought his wife, Jennifer, that involved foreign military officials. And one was with the UK Secretary of Defense, John Healey, and it was March 6th, and it was discussions about whether the United States' decision to withdraw sharing military intelligence with Ukraine. And they have this great line where they say, usually the attendance for secretary meetings involves people with security clearances due to, quote, the delicate nature of the discussions.
God.
And then the second meeting was a NATO meeting at Brussels, Belgium, in February. And again, to discuss support for Ukraine. And there's Jennifer, you know, with Pete. And this great line where they said some foreign attendees didn't know who she was. Well, what does she have in her little, hello, my name is, I'm not anybody but the wife, you know?
It'd be nice to kind of give everybody a heads up on all this stuff. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is the wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe she just likes to go along on these trips to, you know, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know.
You know, I thought a lot of these official events pass out a little pin with your name on it.
Right. Hello, my name is.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
You'd think that would
happen.
That's
what Joe was saying, yeah.
But, oh, well. Oh, we have Mark.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mark on the phone.
Good morning, Mark.
Welcome to John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yeah, you brought up Sebastian Gorka. Is he from the same country as Boris Badenoff and Patrick Patel? And, he's about intellectually equal to those two, and... that it's just.
I think you're right.
I mean, I thought Trump was against dual citizenship because Gorka probably maintains his citizenship from whatever fantastical Eastern Bloc he is from.
I think that's right.
Whichever country they do mention in Rocky and Bullwinkle, that's the country he is from.
Pottsylvania.
Yeah,
Pottsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
That's a good
choice. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
That's a good one. Yeah, we'll have to dig through some Rocky and Bullwinkle to get some historical perspective on some of this.
I used to have Rocky in my movie review open. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You got to bring him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to review some movies.
I have to review
back.
A movie
well,
next
that's
time.
Right. 6:58 coming up in our next hour. Former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will also get a weather update from Brittany Merlot.
And Trump's Easter message.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Stand by for that. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.